The International Monetary Fund chief said yesterday it's too soon to extend loans to troubled Zimbabwe. The organization says Zimbabwe's political problems must be resolved before the money can flow. The first year of unity government, bringing together President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, has been marred by political bickering and continued attacks on opponents by Mugabe loyalists. The Director of Nonviolent Action and Strategies for Social Change, John Stewart, spoke to us about the problems Zimbabwe is facing.
The situation has been extremely dramatic in various ways. Food production has plummeted from a time when in the late 1990s, Zimbabwe exported food and was thought of as the breadbasket of Southern Africa, to a situation where food production is about a quarter of the country's needs now. The health and education systems declined absolutely. The health system was basically not working at all, just begun to recover in the last 12 months. But until the agreement of the end of 2008, health and education were extremely problematic. One of the most dramatic ways that people were impoverished was the fact that the value of the local money just evaporated. We had inflation, which was in the millions of percent during the middle years of 2005 and 6, but reached the billions and even larger numbers, trillions of percent by 2008 and early 2009. So that money had no value. But at the same time, there was a small group of people, those who ruled the country, who lived extremely well.